So that's the theme tune from, obviously, Round the Twist. So our competition this week is, can you guess
the name of that
series from the theme tune? So,
yes.
If you could tweet us what you think the programme was called.
Yes, the song was called Round the Twist. What was the name of the programme?
Yeah. So, yeah. If you can send them to London BBC TV Centre, W12 8QT?
I think that was it.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
So tell us about Round the Twist.
Round the Twist
is
an... What do you mean,
away.
The song? Or
the song. Tell me about the song.
I'll tell you about the song. It was the theme tune to a TV programme, which will remain nameless, which was all about an Australian family living in a lighthouse where strange things happened to them. The mayor of the town in it was called Mayor Gribble.
Really?
Yes, and that's my
Any
last
relation?
Name. No. Never been to Australia in my life. There was one episode when he had his brain... he had his brain swapped with that of a rat.
Did he?
Yeah, and they were saying about how he was making a mess everywhere with his feces.
Are you sure?
With his feces,
sure?
But he still had his trousers on.
Are you sure you're not related to him?
No.
No?
No, we share similar traits. But, okay. but no way are we related. So,
is it a good thing, Round the Twist?
It was pretty good. It ran for ages. It ran throughout the 90s, if
Did
I remember
it?
Correctly. Yeah.
Yeah. I think I was probably in the world of work.
Yes.
At that point.
I was in the world of children's television. Yeah. So you were in the world of children's television as well, then?
Well, no. It was more sort of like Neighbours and Star Trek Next Generation.
It was
a dark time. Let's just say it was a dark time.
Do you remember Space Precinct as well?
I never watched it.
No. It was pretty poor.
Yeah.
It was that or Thunderbirds. Thunderbirds. Anyway, yeah, so getting off the subject of Round the Twist, I mean the programme which will remain nameless.
Yeah.
What have we got next on the list, Andy, in this third part?
We did a bit of homework, didn't we? Well, not homework, it wasn't exactly hard, but we sat down earlier and we watched the first episode of Garth Marenghi's Dark Place.
What a programme.
Very good. Mm. And the reason why we watched it is because I hadn't seen it before.
No.
And it
which
was
is
very,
a crime,
very
shame.
Funny.
Yeah.
But what I didn't expect was that it was going to be like a kind of horror version of Acorn Antiques.
Yes, yes, it
with
is,
people
yeah.
coming out of shot and people not doing their lines, people being overdubbed and
yeah,
very good
scenery moving.
We liked it.
Well.
We're going to play a bit of the techno chase theme while we're talking about it because that's quite appropriate. Yeah. And I think we, I know we recorded an interview with Richard.
Oh, Adaway.
I can't say his name.
I had away. Yes.
Earlier.
Yes.
So, can we play that into the studio now? Well, not live. Can
I'll
we
just
play
see if I can find my tape recorder. Hang on, just one second.
Have you got it?
There it is. I've got it. Yep.
Okay. Yeah. So I'm going to stop the music, and if we can play that in, we can play when Andy met Richard.
Yes. Go for it.
So, Richard, I'm so glad you can make it here to Classic TV Towers.
It's absolutely fine. It's fine.
So we're here to talk about Garth Marenghi's Dark Place.
What was that?
Well, it was a series that you were in 2004.
To be perfectly honest with you, Andy, I spent most of the early noughties drunk and on my face in back alleys. I don't quite... Oh, but Garth Marenghi's Dark Place, I do remember that.
And how would you describe it, or how would your character in Garth Marenghi describe it?
I played a character called Dean Lerner, who he himself played a character called Thornton Reed, and couldn't act. I can't act. I'm just myself in everything I'm in. But he actually described the programme as the most significant televisual event since Quantum Leap, and I don't say that lightly.
I don't think we can disagree with you about that.
No.
But there wasn't an evil leaper, was there?
No.
In Garth Marenghi.
There were 7 viewers for 6 episodes.
Okay.
Me, my family, Garth's family.
Good stuff.
We held a gunpoint.
Well, thank you for coming in for this very brief interview.
Was that it?
That was it.
So you don't want to hear about my, excursions through your bins?
Did you find anything?
Not that I can divulge with you.
Okay. Thank you, Richard.
No problem.
So that was earlier, Hayden.
Yeah.
That was interesting.
Yeah. He sounded like he had quite a lot to say.
And on a scale of 1 to 10,
how awkward was that?
How funny is Garth Marenghi's Dark Place?
Like Spinal Tap, it goes up to 11.
Do you think?
Yeah. The first time I ever saw it, I was 17. I was sitting with my girlfriend and a few friends around the computer, pretty much like how we actually watched it tonight.
Yeah.
And crowded around the computer, watched it on YouTube, all drunk, and just laughed our heads off at that first episode. It's just so inventive. And it's taken the mick out of things which you would actually, if you watched a similar programme from the time, you would forgive it for little discrepancies, like people walking in and out of shots, or bad dubbing, or bad cutting. But it's just that bit in the graveyard when they're burying Richmond, and he comes back to life, and they cut to Dean with a shotgun just firing into the air, don't they? And it cuts back to Garth Marenghi. He's got a flamethrower, and you got, that'll stop him, in the background. Can you apologise on my behalf to the mother? I had to put a cap in her shoulder.
Yeah, I know. I'll apologise to her.
I know, but I had to do it.
So that was Garth Marenghi's Dark Place. I will watch the rest of it. Well done, you convinced me.
Only 5 more episodes to go, and he only ever made 1 series.
I'm quite sad now.
Yeah, it wasn't well received. It was just it wasn't watched by a big viewership at the time. And then they replayed it a few years later, which is when we caught it on Channel 4 quite late night. And they did a follow-up series called Man to Man with Dean Lerner.
Okay.
And that was when he just... the guy who played Garth Marenghi, I think his name was Matt Berry. He played a different character every week from the film and television.
So what's happened to Matt Berry?
I don't know. It wasn't Matt Berry. It was Matt Holness.
Sorry. Talking of errors of names, we made a massive error earlier on.
We actually did.
Ian Hogg did not play White in Ghostlights.
No.
He played Josiah.
Yes.
Josiah, what was his surname? I'm such a bad Doctor Who fan. I don't know the names.
You really are. Doctor what?
Josiah Wainwright? No, I'm making that up. We're getting that mixed up with Curse of Fenric now.
Do you know how long it's been since I've seen Ghostlights?
How long?
About 10 years.
Really?
Last time I saw it was on video.
You need to do your Doctor Who exams again.
I do, don't I?
You do?
Yes.
So we failed as well on the score of the fact that we weren't going to talk about Doctor Who.
51% on the second attempt.
Did you?
Yes. Rebus operation, anyone?
Scrape through. Yes. Scrape through. Well done.
Yes.
So I think we're going to play out with another TV theme.
Mm.
Now, Marisa and I revisited this series quite recently, and I think we got about to episode 4.
Okay.
And it's quite funny, but it's just the act of actually getting up and putting the DVD in the player is actually quite a struggle. Even though when you do, it's quite funny.
Yeah.
But the reason why I'm going to play this is because a few months ago now, we went to someone's funeral.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
No, it's okay. It's not something I knew very well, but...
Oh, good. Oh, no, hang on. Now I sound like the bastard.
But we met someone who... We just watched in an episode of Sorry, which was very odd, playing his girlfriend. He had a different girlfriend every week, 3 weeks. Not that he was a Lothario.
You went to Ronnie Corbett's funeral?
No. And she also played...
only of my career.
She also played a trooper in Earthshock.
Ah.
But she told us, oh, I was in Doctor Who. And we're like, were you? Because I know most Doctor Who and I don't know.
Yeah.
But we looked and she was. She was in Earthshock. I think she dies in the tunnels, but then all the troopers die in
Snyder.
The tunnels.
Snyder.
No, it's not Snyder.
Oh, okay.
It's one that we didn't know. But anyway, the series is Sorry, and that's what we're going to play out with.
And that's what we are after this episode.
So, thank you for listening.
Yes.
It's been great to have you with us again.
Yeah. Thank you, Andy. It's been good to be here too.
I wasn't talking to you.
Oh, I see.
We will be back very soon with episode 3.
We will.
In the meantime, we'll play out with Sorry.
Adios.
Goodbye.
Would help if you put the sound on, Andy, right at the very end.
Here we go. Goodbye.